The world is still plagued by torture, an independent human rights expert told the United Nations General Assembly this week, noting an increasing acceptance of the idea that such an abhorrent practice should be permissible in certain circumstances or against certain groups. For the past 2 years, Professor Nils Melzer has served as the UN's Special Rapporteur on Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. Lidia Lukinik sat down with him for UN News and asked him what the latest worrying trends in the use of torture and physical abuse are around the world.
What are your greatest concerns when you look at how torture continues to be used by governments and other authorities around the world, and do you think it's becoming a new norm?
I think there's several trends that we have to distinguish. On the one hand, I think that through social media, internet and YouTube videos and so on, Twitter, there is actually some kind of an informal new dimension of monitoring and oversight that is out of control of the governments that have a positive impact, where situations of abuse and trends are being exposed in a very positive way. So that, I think, has to be pointed out. On the other hand, it is true that I can see a certain amount, the trend of towards an erosion of the established kind of normative and institutional framework. And I think we can see that in various contexts. It's whenever states feel threatened. Is it in the situation of counterterrorism? In situations of armed conflict, obviously, that's always an issue and has always been one. But also now new in the situation of irregular migration, where states adopt policies and practices that are geared to give them a short-term benefit, trying to keep people out or trying to interrogate terrorist suspects to address a security concern. But it's fairly short-sighted because they basically do so at the cost of eroding the respect for the prohibition of torture. And that, in effect, will have a negative impact even on their public safety in the long term.
So what recent examples worry you the most that you have been investigating?
One context that I've just reported on in March this year to the Human Rights Council that worries me most is that of irregular migration. Because we have more than 60 million irregular migrants on the move throughout the world, and let me remind you that that is more than the population of a mid-sized country, and they're all somewhere between jurisdictions, and no one feels responsible for them, no one wants to have them in their jurisdiction, and so they choose irregular pathways of migration and very often get exposed to abuse by smugglers and traffickers, but also by corrupt officials. And we're talking about, I mean, heartbreaking abuse of slavery, of being basically slaughtered for organ trade, of being raped and forced to prostitution or given for adoption somewhere. I mean, it is really heartbreaking to hear all these stories, especially because states don't feel responsible for that. And every state tries to kind of get rid of these people and prevent them from even getting into their jurisdiction where they could receive protection. To me, that is maybe the world's biggest untold tragedy today.
What are the root causes that need to be addressed if torture is to be properly outlawed everywhere?
I think it is outlawed, but it is not eradicated. And the one problem is that we still, as human beings, are so concerned with our own self-interest, and we cannot manage to identify globally with each other and say we are one human family, as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights said 70 years ago, and take responsibility for each other. It's always based on competition and exclusion rather than trying to find a common solution that will actually enable us to address the big challenges on this planet, be it, hunger, poverty, resources sharing, the environment and human rights. This global view of global responsibility and experience ourselves as one human family still has not been realized.
Is the international effort to ban torture strong enough? And what more can be done at the UN level to deter torture?
I think, again, the ban is here. The institutions, in principle, are here. It's banned in human rights law. It's banned in the law of armed conflict. It's recognized as being a norm of jus cogens, meaning there can be no exception to this prohibition. But what has not yet been established is this global identity. And I think the UN is the organization in the world that can promote this identity as a global human family to be ready for the challenges of the present and of the future if we are to survive as a species.